Remember when? Well, we will right now. It's Ken, Colleen, and Kurt's Way Back Wednesday on Star 102.5.
All right, again, back with our What Will Kurt Do Wednesday that we remember today from when Kurt was karaoke-ing Diana Ross songs while drunk.
Yes.
Just joining us, she'd gotten a DUI, so the timing just worked out. We were like, all right, let's just give Kurt some booze during the show and have him sing some of those classics.
A lot of tequila.
Why not?
He didn't know any of the words?
Yeah. The first song we heard.
At the time, he acted like he'd never heard any of her songs before.
Some of them were new.
Okay.
Also, my brain was a little cloudy.
Well, it didn't take much. And then you were gone.
I drank a lot.
You say so.
Whatever.
It was getting rough. It was beginning to take a turn.
Yeah, you were bad enough on the first segment. This one, though,
I'm a mess.
He is a mess.
What did you say that you're okay because this is reminiscent of what?
I don't know. Drake relays? What is that? Like fraternity house?
Sophomore year in Drake,
Ken.
Last song. There you go.
Yeah. This is all about the love.
On the way to the bathroom, though, I decided to stop in our general manager's office at the time and just welcome myself in and ask for a raise. I was told I should continue on going to the bathroom.
It was obviously a Wednesday. We've always had our staff meetings on Wednesdays, and I think we sat through it, didn't we? Or did I?
You took me home early because we were responsible. Because we had thought that I might be very intoxicated. Yes. So Ken actually drove me to work. He had picked me up out of West Des Moines and drove me into work. And so Ken's like, I'll be your ride back in case things. And I told Ken, I think it's time. Ken told me it was time for me to go.
And then we had a hefty trash bag.
Yeah, which I declined. I said, I'm fine. I don't need this.
I insisted, thankfully.
Good thinking.
Because we didn't even hit Central Campus, which is about two blocks from our building.
We didn't make it.
Before he started puking.
A lot. The entire way.
All the way to West Des Moines.
Yeah, all the way down Grand. Just Grand the entire way.
The whole way.
Yep.
Was this just another occasion, Ken, where you were cursing me because...
You weren't helping?
I was not helping.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
How long is that list of your resentments?
Very.
I remember the rest of the afternoon. Well, when you dropped me off, I had a second floor apartment. I thought I went to the balcony on the deck, and I thought I waved just like, hey, Ken, I made it. Ken informed me the next day that I was waving frantically with both arms like, I'm here!
I actually got out. It was like, are you okay?
Yes!
And then he goes in and slams the door. You know, sliding glass door.
I thought it was being super cool. And then I magically woke up at 5:30 in the afternoon.
Was that in the shower?
Was that when you left the shower on? And it,
yes, I heard my boxers were all wet. And I was like, oh no, not good. And then I heard my shower on. My cat was meowing a lot. And I went into the bathroom. The shower curtain had been ripped in half. The head of the shower was now pointing directly out of the tub and in directly into my cat's litter box, which had been flooding for God knows how long.
Gosh,
at least a couple hours, because there was a good amount of water on the bathroom floor.
Yeah.
And I shut off the water. I changed my shorts.
Yeah. The boss calls me that day. Have you checked on Kurt? I'm thinking, as I remember that moment, I'm like, how many times did I take that phone call over the years on a Wednesday? Have you checked on Kurt?
I don't remember. I don't remember at all, Ken.
You don't remember much. But I did.
But did you die?
No.
Then perfect.
Got dumber.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt's Way Back Wednesday. Relive it again by going to the on-demand page at star1025.com.